Good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday evening. Thanks for joining us. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and thank you for your love for us. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, God, come in the flesh to pay the price for our sin. Father, we can't love you enough. We can't thank you enough. Thank you for forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for the hope that we have. And thank you for the strength that you give us to face each day. Thank you, Father, that you give us overcoming power by your Spirit to overcome our flesh, to overcome the fears and worries of this world. Thank you, Father, for your word. The word just gives us life, Lord, shows us truth. We thank you for truth. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, the many blessings you pour out upon us. We thank you for helping us even face death, Father, pain and suffering and death. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus. And we believe that you're with us now and you'll be with us right to the end. And we'll see you face to face one day. Use us, Father, to glorify your name. Use us to shine forth your love and your mercy, your peace, all the fruit of the Spirit. Might people say, I think I saw Jesus in her or in him. Thank you, Father. Help us to fight for the kingdom, not for the things of this world or things that we want, but to be servants to all those around us, as you, Jesus, served all of us by laying down your life that we might have eternal life. Thank you so much. And Father, we pray for the Jennings family as Pastor Gary went to be with the Lord through COVID-19. We thank you for his many, many sacrifices, his love, his desire that many would come into the kingdom. We thank you, Father, for putting him in our lives, that he was behind the nursing home ministry. He cared about all the nursing home people there in Taylorsville, North Carolina, and he saw to it that our ministry was helped by Taylorsville Baptist Church. We thank you, Father. Thank you for his life. Bless his family. All those who knew him and loved him, might they look forward to the day when we'll all be together. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Quite a shock, you know, when somebody you personally know and someone that has believed in your walk with God. Pastor Gary was the pastor for like 30 years at East Taylorsville Baptist Church. And all the years that he was pastor, up until a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, he made sure that the church every month sent us a check and sent us enough money to come to Taylorsville, North Carolina, and do the homes there.
That's right. And then the church carried on after Brother Gary left that church.
Yes.
He opened a funeral home there in Taylorsville.
Little did he know, that the COVID was going to be the way that God would take him home.
That's right.
You know, folks, I want to say today, Pastor Nikki and I are 76, we'll be 77 in a few months. And we're seeing a lot of people going home. A lot of people even younger than us. Some a lot younger than us are going out into eternity.
Yes.
And I believe that God is giving the church a great shaking.
Mm-hmm.
To get our attention that You can't play, let's make a deal with God.
No.
You know, it's got to be on His terms.
Right.
And He says, you've got to love me more than you love the world.
Amen.
To be my disciple. You must be born again. I believe I have a good message today, but I just wanted to give Brother Pastor Gary the honor. And I love that man. I just talked to him on the phone a few months ago. And he encouraged Pastor Nicky and I to keep doing what we were doing. I didn't know it'd be the last time I'd ever say anything at all to him on this earth. Folks, I'm telling you, you never know when it's going to be the last time you say goodbye to someone here on earth. It needs to be restoration. There needs to be peace between you and that person. Because once you go out into eternity, it's too late. It's too late to say, I'm sorry, I did you wrong. And God is calling all of us to repentance and to get ready. I'm going to try to sing this song today and dedicate it to Pastor Gary Jennings, pastor of East Taylorsville Baptist Church for 30 years. This is your song, brother. I know your spirit and soul is listening from heaven. Give your life to Jesus, let Him fill your soul. Let Him take you in His arms and make you whole. As you give your life to Him, He'll set you free. You will live and reign with Him eternally.
Jesus, Jesus. I'm reading from the book of John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Amen.
Amen.
That living water, the precious Holy Ghost in our lives.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord, for that gift.
Thank you, Pastor Nikki.
You're welcome.
The Bible was speaking about a day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. Many scriptures say that Jesus cried. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. Jesus stood up at the great day of the feast, and he cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." You know, I want to stop right there, and I want us to think about, who are we going to? Who are we going to for the loneliness, the emptiness, the brokenness? Who are we going to satisfy or try to satisfy that longing that's deep inside of us? I thought about Pastor Gary, and just so shocked to learn maybe an hour or two ago that he had passed. And I was thinking, and I was talking to the Lord in the Spirit. You see, that's something we need to learn to do. We need to learn to go to God in the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to understand that God is a Spirit. And we need to know that all the things done by God is through the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, he uses people, that's for sure. But it's the Spirit that works in us to glorify God our Father and his Son Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can't do anything good."
That's right.
And what we do, we must be in the Spirit. We're in a spiritual warfare. Many of you, I don't have to tell you, this is the hardest spiritual battle that I've dealt with in my lifetime. And we're thinking that 2021 is going to get better. Well, I'm saying this. It will never get better until we repent.
Yes.
Of the way that we have taken God for granted and set him up on a shelf while we played with the things of the world.
Amen.
We're wanting it to get better without us doing anything. We are expecting God to just speak it and make it happen. Well, if he did that, then his God-given right to you and me of making choices would be taken away from us, and we'd be no more than puppets.
That's true.
We'd be no more than the animals. I mean, there'd be no cause to even try to reason if God was going to do everything for us.
Amen.
But Jesus said, if you're thirsty today, if you're hungry, If you're longing, and this COVID and all the things that has been affected by this dreadful plague, I'm going to call it a plague.
Amen.
The Bible says there would be lots of plagues and pestilence before the return of Jesus. This is a plague.
Yes.
And he said that if you are thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. Jesus went on to say, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
You know, when you got a river flowing, and you've got that living water, that river of living water flowing, you're not going to be able to hold it in.
Amen.
You see, it can't flow if it stops here. But the Bible says that if you believe on Jesus Christ and you're putting him number one and you're following him with all of your heart, that don't mean you're perfect. Nobody's perfect on this earth. Nobody was ever perfect except Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only man that was perfect. And the Bible says that Jesus was saying that out of us, there's going to be something coming out that we can't hold it in.
Amen.
I know I love the Greenbrier River up in Alderson, West Virginia. And I've seen times there at the old bridge in Alderson when the water would get so high and there would be trees floating down the river. There'd be all kinds of things because nothing can stop. Listen to me today. Nothing can stop the flowing of the living waters. Nothing can stop a river flowing.
Amen.
You might say, well, what about the rivers that they've dammed up? Well, you know what? There is a dam that Satan can build if we let him build to stop that living waters. But we have an obligation to God to keep seeking his face. We have an obligation to God to walk in the power of the Spirit and not in the power of our flesh. Our flesh has no power to do anything but fail.
Amen.
That's the only power that our flesh has.
Amen.
It has the power to fail us, to bring us death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
And Jesus said that out of our belly would flow the rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Let me tell you something. Jesus has been glorified.
Amen.
And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. He's taking care of business for you and me. Amen. Let me say this. That whenever you repent now, the grave couldn't hold Jesus down. They crucified him and thought they got rid of him. But you know what? He come out of that grave and he was glorified. And he went and he said, I'm coming back. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Jesus has been glorified. Jesus has given us the Holy Ghost. When we repent of our sins and we believe in Jesus and we're willing to follow him and forsake our old ways, remember what the Bible says? When we're born again, the Spirit of God comes into us and the old man is dead.
That's right.
And the new man has been born. And praise God, I just praise him every day. Pastor Nikki is a witness. I thank him that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And no man can take my name out of there. And one day Jesus is the only one who can open up that Book of Life and start calling those names out. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'm going to be there. And God wants you to be there.
Amen.
Listen, we're in a spiritual battle. And Satan is trying to destroy the church. The family, He's trying to destroy your walk with God. And the only way that we can deal with him, the only way that we can deal with him is to have the Holy Ghost at work in our life.
Right.
We are not quenching the Spirit. We are not throwing cold water on the Word of God. And many of us preachers has watered down the Word.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, heaven's going to be wonderful and hell is going to be horrible.
That's right.
And if you're not born again, that's where you will be. You must be born again.
Yes.
And I'm calling upon you today, if you're not saved, if you're not truly born again, God is calling you right now through the Spirit.
Amen.
I'm just a man. And I'm here today trying to obey God. And whatever he brings in the Spirit, it's coming out in my words. But I can't save you.
No.
I can't change your life. But Jesus can.
Yes.
And he wants to do that. Many people are going nuts during this COVID. 2020, people are saying it's such a horrible year. Well, I went through a lot myself. But I can't say it was the most horrible year I've been through. I tell you, the horrible years, that's plural, the horrible years I spent in the world, not following Jesus Christ, not having the Spirit of God working in me, those were my most horrible years when I was lost and on my way to hell.
Amen.
The best years of my life has been since October 28th, 1987, whenever I surrendered my life to the Lord, repented of my sins. And I sure ain't been perfect, but I'm not the man I used to be. And you won't be the man that you are now if you're lost and you come to the Lord.
That's right.
Jesus is calling for you today. He's got something good for you, but you've got to do something. Oh, it just goes all through me when preachers say you don't have to do nothing to be saved. Yes, you do. It's not of works, lest any man boast. But you got to repent of your sins and make a commitment to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's not going to do that for you.
Yeah.
He cannot, being a just God, he cannot do that for you. He might as well do it for everybody and forget about this salvation stuff.
Yes.
But it's true. You must be born again.
Amen.
Of the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And Jesus was talking about the believers in him, the ones that are born again. Jesus was saying, if you believe on me, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. There'll be things coming out of your life you know is not of you. It has to be of God.
Amen.
I've seen nothing but miracle after miracle after miracle out of God since I've been born again. I don't regret a mile. I don't regret a minute I have served the Lord. I am so thankful that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has kept me.
Yes.
With my nose to the grindstone.
Amen.
And I pray he'll always keep me to the grindstone.
Amen.
And God loves you.
Yes.
He wants you to come to him right now, sinner. He wants you to come home. And also, God is calling his people that are truly born again to get right. Get back to your first love.
Yes.
Quit worrying about the COVID. Quit worrying about your finances. Quit worrying about Jesus said, don't you worry about nothing.
Amen.
Put him first and he'll take care of it. That don't mean you neglect your part. We all have a part.
Yes.
In this walk with God. And it's a walk by the Spirit and not by what we can accomplish.
Right.
Jesus said you can't do anything good apart from me. I'm the vine and you're the branches. So I'm saying to you today, if you are a child of God and you've grown cold, it's time to get back, because we have some perilous times coming up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We have some perilous times coming up ahead. I don't claim to be no prophet. I don't claim to be nobody special. I'm just a man that has been saved and God has called by the Spirit to give His Word. And I'm telling you, child of God, there are perilous times ahead. And we need to be filled with the Spirit and the Spirit flowing from us to help others before it's too late.
Amen.
I call upon you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, to love and to be truthful.
Yes.
And to stand up for what's right.
Yes.
People will call you all kinds of things, and they'll accuse you of all kinds of things. Well, bless God. You need to know you're doing something right, because the devil ain't going to mess with you if he's already got you.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's get saved. Let's get on fire for God.
On fire.
And let the living waters flow.
Yes.
Because Jesus has a table spread. He's saying, come and dine.
Amen.
The Master calleth, come and dine. Thank you for being with us today. God bless your heart.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine.
Come on, Pastor.
With His manna He does feed and supplies every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time.
Sing it down.
Water into wine.
much. Jesus loves you.